Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick Trusiewski. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Wilson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. And now, play ball. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trusiewski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horton moves to second. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Northrup who is chasing the ball. McCrow reaches third base with a triple. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCrow tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Trusiewski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 0. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trusiewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trusiewski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a stolen base and an error. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCrow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. McCrow hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Northrup. McCrow reaches second base with a double. Buford scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-1 in the game. Euler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0-for-1 in the game. Buzzard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trusiewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss pinch runs for Wayne Causey. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Weiss moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. Weiss moves to third. Buford moves to second. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. McCraw is walked intentionally. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Agee reaches second base with a double. Weiss scores. Buford scores. McCraw goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, White Sox. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Ken Berry now playing left field. Floyd Robinson now playing right field. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Euler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin strikes out. One out. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0-for-2 in the game. Buzzard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Buzzard moves to second. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump pinch hits for Earl Wilson. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Gates Brown pinch hits for Dick Trusiski. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-3 in the game. Northrup is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Gladding now pitching. Jerry Lump now playing second base. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Gladding covering, for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. AG hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gladding fields it and throws to first for the out. McCraw moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 3 in the game. Adair hits a line drive towards first. Cash reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.